Okay, so welcome, fellows, to our second call for having you guys gather and doing a little bit of an update on just everything that's going on, both with the project itself, and kind of like we want to update you on what's been happening with the project, and then also we want to just. There's a place where we want to start to increase the level of collaboration. Just, you know, like, Don, you've been great with, you know, contributing articles, and we really, really appreciate that. And we're just trying to figure out the best ways to get the most mileage out of that kind of stuff. That's really the short and the long of it. And some of the best ways that I think that that can work is just for us to be, like, sharing each other's work on social media. So, with that, I'm going to pull up our agenda. Okay. So, just to let everybody know, actually here, let me pause this. Okay, oh, that's good. Okay. I'm seeing emails from Dave, so that's good. Okay. So, really, to start from the bottom of the top here, so the first thing we wanted to do is update you guys on just the current status of the podcast. We've gotten a really great flow that Natalie has been really been able to take the lead in the recordings, and we've also brought Dave Bowman in for a number of different purposes, but we brought Dave in. He's one of our young fellows. I think you guys all know who he is. And we wanted to have a little bit of more professional review. So that's a part of why we brought Dave in. And he has been reviewing our podcasts, actually doing some very thoughtful responses, you know, also with the, you know, purview of being a professional certified financial planner. And that's something that Natalie and I are not. And so it's something that we really thought was important. And he has been able to contribute the last several blog posts to the project, which is just great. And actually one of the things that we've also done is, had his program, his project, College Aid Pro, is now a sponsor of the project. It feels like a good way to create reciprocity with the work that he's contributing. And College Aid Pro is a really great program. So if you're not aware, what it is it's actually a way to help your clients or your clients' children shop for college. That it helps you find the cheapest and best ways to afford college, which is an incredible tool. So we've now been able to link to that and put that on the website in a bunch of different ways. And I'm actually going to talk about a little bit more about potential sponsorship stuff that we've been working on in a few minutes. The next pieces that I thought were really important to share, two pieces. One, Journal of Financial Planning, and Carly Shulaka has been a great supporter of the project. She really loves Dad's work and wants to continue to support it. So in August, we had the August Journal of Financial Planning that Dick Vodra and Natalie were both featured in the journal, and that is the first point of journal publication that we've had as a group, which is just incredible. The other part of it actually is that it was in the realm of this being a roller coaster. Carly's actually going to leave the FPA. Heard about this last week. It's definitely new, but she's going to be going over to Schwab Research. And sad to lose her on the journal side of things, but she did hand us off to the next person who's going to be taking over her position. That sounds wonderful. And then also, she said that she might have some ability for us to, there might still be some research that the Schwab research might want to take on in the realm of phenology, which I think that's just super exciting. The next item that we have here that we're looking at on our agenda is...
Can I ask you to go back one to the podcast and just list all the podcasts that are now available? Because I think we kind of maybe lose track of that.
Oh, sure. And also, yeah, and we've had to have a few that have stayed in the wings as well. I'm just going to go to the website for this. But actually, the interviews with Courtney Pullen and Dave Yeske happened just enough before COVID that it's really like we're not sure if we can use those recordings because the times have changed so much. I mean, 2020 has been a hazing ritual for all of us. So, okay, Mom, you wanted us to go back to – actually, here, let me do it this way. And also, we've had my back office team do some really great overhaul and changes on the website. So I'm pretty ecstatic with where this is at visually right now. So, Mom, what were you wanting to check out?
I just wanted a list of the completed podcasts. And I was not aware that you were holding some up like Dave's because of the times. And I guess I want to know how you're going to handle that, too.
Natalie needs to really be the one to speak to that. And I'm not sure if she's having to be on childcare duty right now, is my guess. So she's not on this call. So that's a Natalie question. I apologize. But what I can tell you is that we've recently released with Jody Jacobson, and her talk was pretty incredible. There's a little bit, there's some bare moments in there where Natalie's kids show up, but it's pretty much adorable and only distracting for a second. This article here was about Midas Touch is with Eric Milam, and Eric's talk's really great. It's talking about just what money can buy, what money can't buy. I really encourage folks to listen to that. And then we have Don's written pieces and then Dick's stuff. And one of the problems, Mom, or actually I don't know if it's a problem, but yeah, we do have a number of recordings that we've done that, have not yet been published. And I mean, it's just when there's a piece that was truly, you know, it was made before COVID, it just can sound weird right now. And that's just the truth of it. And that's a part of why we started to go forward with Dick stuff. It's because it was still
relevant.
Yeah, it's, kind of, it's about the state of the world. And also something I think that's really interesting is that Dick's talk is really about the state of the world. And meanwhile, like Eric's talk is really about what is it that we can and cannot buy with money.
Eric's talk was pretty timeless, so I think that works out pretty well. Somewhat personal, which was nice, but he was willing to be that personal about it all. So you haven't released Dave. Who else have you not released at this point then that's completed?
Okay. Yeah,
well, we were going to plan on posting Pullen next. Natalie recorded an intro, a new intro just to like, that I think might help with this post-COVID publishing of.
Okay.
So I still need to finalize that and put it in. But.
Okay. Well, we can go back to your agenda. That gives me some idea of what's going on there. Thanks.
Yeah, absolutely. And any of you guys having questions, just unmute yourself and ask or pop it into chat or whatever works. Okay. Let me go back over to our... okay. What did you have right here, Natasha, on the Dick Wagner tribute category? I think that you wanted to talk about that.
Well, we added a tribute category because Natalie had a tribute on her site, on her blog, and she talked about wanting it on Finology site, and so figured that could be a good category, and maybe because maybe there's other fellows or other people that may want to write a tribute, and this could be a perfect place, platform for that.
You could also put in there, Rick Kaler wrote a beautiful obituary for Dick at the time, and there's a couple of things like that you could put into that category if you wanted to.
Yeah, that's kind of what we were thinking. There's a bunch of those. They're all great. And like, Dawn, your piece is really a part of what inspired it, too. Because, like, your article is bigger than just being a tribute piece. But it also is, you know, a bit of, you know, the love and wisdom that you have for Dad.
And your relationship with him.
Yeah, and explaining in a little, some of the qualitative nature of that relationship, too. Which is, hard to... You know, you explain that better than I've been able to, at least. So the next piece of this is Wikipedia. And one of the things that was slowing me down at the beginning of this call, sorry, was a message from Dave Yeske and him saying that he's most of the way through with having a bio piece for Richard B. Dick Wagner ready. And then actually one thing that I'm not sure if we can discuss all the way on this call, but Roberta brought up with me for prep for this call, is that, well, Dad hasn't been keeping up with his continuing ed. We can't take away his JD, but I've even been looking at how PCAMP Fane, how his name's been featured and stuff like that. And it might be time to take the CFP off of Dad's name. He should have done more CE by now, and he hasn't, and this is posthumous. And actually, we could also be bringing in the CFP Emeritus designation, and I'm exploring that stuff right now.
Yeah, you should talk to the CFP people about it. I am not quite sure, how that works.
Exactly, so. But it is a designation that needs to be maintained. It has been passed for a number of years now, so it was a relevant question.
Yeah, I think so. Yep. Okay.
Yeah. And the next piece I wanted to discuss with folks is I don't know if you are aware of what Patreon is. Are you, Mom?
No.
Okay. So Patreon is a crowdfunding site, but it works very different than something like Indiegogo or GoFundMe, where you're putting towards specific funds to a specific goal. Patreon is really meant to be a way to support artists, to support the arts, to support initiatives like this. And basically, it's a subscription payment platform where folks can pay us anywhere from $5 to $500 a month, whatever suits your fancy, and helps us actually have some of this, helps us with our costs. That there are significant costs to this project thus far. The Wagner family and really Mom, Gail, has been paying that. And so we want to use Patreon as a way to work to defray those costs and to crowdfund the cost of this project to, the group of people who, this is meant to be helping the professional development of the financial planning profession. It'd be nice if we could help get that bankrolled by members of the financial planning profession, because Mom is a part of the architectural profession. And this is an act of love, which, appreciate and beyond words. But I still think that, it would be good to have a way for everybody to be able to come in and do, subscription payments to support the project. A part of the nature of it is that we're also going to be able to, with the different plan tiers, when, right now we're evaluating, it's in final stages, really need to have Natalie go over with a fine tooth comb is really where we're at. But we have the system set up so that everywhere from $5 to that $500 range, and somewhere in the $100 range is where we're going to start to do shout outs on the website and inside the podcast. And so that way we can have it so that, you know, if you are able to afford a $25 a month thing and give it to us and have that be a part of your gift. So if that's a lot of money when you multiply that by 12, you know, thank you. And if it's someone like Money Guide Pro or, you know, the board or someone like that, who it's better to be a sponsor, then basically if they pay and purchase at a high enough Patreon level, then they'll be mentioned on the podcast. This sort of practice is becoming quite commonplace, everywhere from numerous podcasts that I listen to, both fictional and non-fictional, as well as numerous YouTube channels that are educational in nature, that this is a way that people are raising money and supporting this type of initiative nowadays. So we'll be following up with you in the future about what is going on, well, with the links to Patreon, and we'll definitely be sending that out to the fellows first, because we want to get your feedback on it, and then we'll be taking that out to a little bit of the broader world. But we need to have a better economic model than we have right now, because right now it's just a process of paying, and there are, you know, between editors, advertising, you know, this is a significant impact on Natalie's and my time. There's significant costs, and wouldn't take that much to have us be writing black ink here.
Okay.
I think this needs to be followed up with again, that this is really sort of laying down some of the process right now, and specifically that the fellows aren't supposed to be a static group. That I named the 30 of you at the beginning of this process because it felt like you were appropriate, and also it was a very hard list. We have Eric. So, but it's been a very hard list to select who is and who should be a fellow, and I don't think that this group should be closed. Welcome, Eric. And so with that, like, there's individuals, specifically Wayne Lear in Australia, Troy Jones, there's several people who I feel really should be fellows. And we want to have a process for nominating them. Right now, the process that we have is that any fellow can nominate another fellow, and then I want to have group consensus. Not sure if that should be, you know, a voting process or what. And Eric, welcome. We don't have a ton of people on the call right now, but I wanted to say hello to you. And we also, yeah, and Don is here as well.
Sorry, I'm late. Hi, Gail. Hi, Jake. Hi, Don. Sorry I'm late, but I got the notification this has been recorded, so I'll catch up. I'll catch up later.
Yeah,
it's been recorded, and we're also going to have a transcription using one of my fancy dancy tech tools. So I'm excited for that. Yeah. And we don't have, let me just catch you up a little bit here, Eric, and you can really just see it in the agenda on the screen. I did not go into collaboratories yet. I apologize, everyone. Okay. So a few weeks ago, John A. had his annual conference of the, instead of it being the rendezvous, it was the rendezvous, and appropriate to COVID times. And some of the conversations that have happened with John A. and Julie after that is that they want us to have, and we've agreed to have, what John A. has dubbed a collaboratory, and it's partly exercise. It's also partly discussion, and so that's why it's about collaboration and being a place of experimentation. But we're going to have calls with the Purposeful Planning Institute once a month, and also any of you fellows, if you want to be a part of that, then I don't know about your relationships with PPI, but as far as being a part of the group, you get an, you know, you're automatically a part of that group. And I know there's a number of you who are in attendance of the Ronde Zoom, as well as a, hold on 1 second, folks. As well as we can, yeah, I'm looking forward to the conversation that we're going to have within the PPI collaboratories. I think it's going to be really great stuff. Eric, did you hear what I had to say about the process for nominating additional fellows?
I heard something about Wayne Lear and Troy Jones. I did not. That's when I kind of jumped in. So, no, I didn't hear.
Yeah, let me just catch you up. And then I also don't think that we're going to be going for a ton longer, guys. It seems like about 40 minutes ends up being appropriate for this call. So what that is, Eric, is that, you know, Natalie and I worked to decide who the first group of 30 fellows was, but that wasn't an end all and be all. And so why I was mentioning Wayne, why I was mentioning Troy, Wayne's really, we've had some great conversations with him, and there is also an active, like, there are people using the Finology name in Australia. And he's got the appropriate level of pissed offness that would make Dad proud. And so, and he's also, he was there when the term Finology was named and some other things like that. And so I would really like to be able to suggest folks like Wayne, to being added as a fellow, because that's just extremely important. And I think it's also really important that this is not a place where either Jake and Natalie are making decisions or any, like, this is part of why we made this a fellowship, is for the, you know, consensual nature of it. There's a little bit of a, you know, I guess a socialist twinge to it too. Sorry, Dad. But
I had to turn off my mute for that one. That's
blasphemy.
Yeah. But that this isn't, yeah, that there's a lot of people who have had wonderful impacts. And, you know, like, also we recently attended Cheryl Garrett's virtual conference, and, like, Harold Vinsky, for example, you know, I mean, he's drawn, like, he and Dad know each other well. There's actually, like, Tom Potts is a good one. I don't know Tom well, but I know that Dad did.
He was my professor in college at Baylor. So Tom and I know each other really well.
Okay, then maybe this is something that you and I could set some time aside for and talk about, because, like, I would like it if, you know, you introduced him as, you know, nominated him as a fellow, and then the group, you know, had to evaluate that decision and, you know, God willing, let him in. Yeah. I think those sorts of things are appropriate, and I can only go as far as my relationships work. So I think steps like that are really important to keeping this fellowship vibrant for years to come, and having the right part about it, who are in this, the right number of people in here. You know, it's not just, this isn't a cool kids club. This is about, do you understand Finology? Are you bringing it into your practice? Are you helping Finology evolve into the next steps of what it needs to be known as by the world? You know, and I appreciate each of you fellows who's a part of that conversation. And I also want to make sure we include the other people who should be a part of that conversation.
Yeah. Hey, Jake, did you talk about, I need to get a little bit more clarity from you, and we can either do it now or offline. In terms of the intellectual property discussion, because I still need to reach out to my client. She actually is an international intellectual property attorney, and I had reached out to you about seeing that company in India that goes by the name Finology.
Yeah, Finology.in, who, by the way, if you haven't heard of the name, guys, they're, I think it's like a 9-figure merger right now. I mean, they're huge. It's,
That's not good.
Not good. And not that's part of why I need this part of the conversation to be taken seriously. And that's a part of why Wayne reached out to me, is because there's also, well, one, India and Australia are a lot closer physically, so there's more crosstalk. There's also, like, yeah, there's a group that's in Australia and New Zealand that's using these words, and that they do want, like, phonology.com. But if this is an area of science and an area of study, then, you know, I think there's room for all of us to work with all this in here. And so
did you tell me that they had the name phonology before?
I'm not sure. I would like the lawyers to do the research before Dad had the name. It's close. And it's also about usage. And I think that we are using this in a different way. And I'll also tell you that, like, Elizabeth is definitely standoffish on the idea of doing any copywriting or trademark, because it will narrow our scope. And so, you know, frankly, all you guys who, you know, a lot more about this than I do. I know a decent amount, but, you know, this is an intellectual property law thing. So yes, Eric, please. So you need to note so that you can contact your attorney client.
Yeah, I guess I just wondered where you were with that. I mean, my official position, I love Elizabeth, but I mean, officially I would say, just because we have a copyright or a trademark doesn't mean that we have to limit our scope. It just means that we've got control over that word or that brand, and it's a big part of your brand. So
yeah,
that's just my opinion. I think you could morph into something else if you want to, but at least you've got that covered. But I just didn't know how you wanted me to approach the attorney. Because I don't really know enough about the situation to talk intelligently with her about it. So maybe I just reach out to her and say, you know, we have an issue that we might want some guidance on, and see if she's willing to talk to you about it, to see if it's a fit for what she does. Does that sound like a good idea?
That sounds great. Sure. Yes. And I mean, a part of my mind says, I know that we need the help, and I know it's my job to be guiding this conversation and guiding this initiative. But also part of that is to know that, you know, you guys, or I know that Dave and Elisa, that you guys have had know a lot about copyright law as well. I am here and open and listening to any and all expertise, and will make sure to, you know, yeah, share what I can to keep the conversation going with your attorney here, Eric, and then we'll find an answer. But I don't want to, yeah, that's my goal, is to find the best answer, not be some sort of not deciding necessarily for at least this point in the process.
Yeah, sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks.
Do you have anything else that you wanted to bring up to the group?
No, I need to catch up, with what you guys did. So I'm going to watch the recording. But I will say thanks for letting me be on the podcast. That was enjoyable. And I think our second go around was a good one. So thanks for that opportunity to kind of, you know, be there in that way for the group.
I've been learning a lot from your talk, Eric. So
yeah,
thank you.
Talk.
Yeah, I think it was really great, and it's I'm learning quite a bit from it. It's just every, now I'm gonna say every day, but I reflect on it regularly, and there's, yeah, it's valuable. So thank you.
No, thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
speaking of which, I guess.
Yeah, yeah, and that really does lead us nicely into the last agenda item that we have right here, which is basically that we need all of the fellows to be sharing this stuff when they see it on social media, and that's also like sharing what is Phonology branded stuff, but also sharing each other's work too. That a big part of how a digital marketing strategy works is just with having crosstalk, with having conversation. And so one of the things that's just crucial for the success of the, at least for bringing this, the for building an audience of people listening to Phonology who have not previously been exposed to it, the having it so that, you know, Don comments on Dave Yeske's post, whatever the different versions of this that are needed. You know, but just if, as you're seeing each other's stuff and the project stuff out in the world, the more that we comment, the more that we share, the better that it's going to be received by social media, which is just really important for that high level conversation. You know, and then on the local conversations, so we're getting stuff into the journals, and we're getting stuff into, you know, working with PPI, and we're starting to expand our base of influence, which is just really exciting. And that's really what we have to share with the fellows for today and for what we have done for the past little bit. It's, again, it's been a bit of a curveball with COVID. But yeah, I really like where the project is right now.
I just wanted to also say that, if, I don't know if we sent you a copy of your conversation, your episode conversation, Eric, but I wanted to say that that's available to anyone that records with Natalie, and once like a raw or once an edited, the original edited file for their, to share on their platforms. That's totally, you just reach out and ask and I'll send that to you.
Okay, great. Thanks. Yeah, I'd love to get all that. That'd be cool to have. If anything, some of my kids know that I.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Doing something someday when they were at school. So. You know. Dad, what do you do all day? Why don't we see you? I'm like, because I work. Okay. Terrible. All right. At least I'm doing something to help the world. So.
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, and if you wanted to share that with, you know, yeah, perfect colleagues or, you know, your clients or whatever, we're open to whatever, however you want to repurpose this. Yeah. And yeah, sharing with your kids is obviously at the top of that list, without a doubt. I wondered what Dad was doing all day too. Maybe that's a part of how I got here, is just trying to find the answer to that question. So with that, is there, I don't think we have any other questions right now. Don, do you have any questions? Are you, how are you hanging in there? You don't have to go off of mute if you don't want to either. Well, then we'll leave it.
Don seems happy muting. I need to get going to some other things. This was a good call. Thank you, Jake. And I need to leave.
Okay. Great. That sounds awesome.
Thanks for joining.
Well, everybody, thank your time. I appreciate it. And we'll be following up with a transcript and recording to everybody. We'll probably get it out to you guys tomorrow.
Yep.
Sounds good. All right.
Great. Thanks.
Very good. Bye, guys.
Bye. Awesome.